So what's your next step with prayer? Here's a couple ideas. Number one, if you need some focus, you could write down a list of things to pray for. Make a list, and that'll give you some focus as you pray. Identify that list. Here's another one. Maybe you pray alone, and this is the time now to pray with other people. It's so biblical to pray with other people. Jesus, I mean, you just see it throughout the Bible. So find someone that you can pray with and start to pray out loud with that person is your next step. Third, what about a regular scheduled time? During the day, during the week, that's what Daniel did. Maybe you want to pick some this summer, some regular scheduled days and times to pray. What about fervency? Maybe you've been kind of going through the motions with prayer. What about really pouring out your heart to God? What about crying out to Him in a deep place? What about going there with the Lord in prayer? Maybe that's the next step. Or it's the follow through. You've been praying for something. God now wants you to do something. Out of that prayer, there's action. Would you trust Him in that? Or maybe it's start a prayer band, prayer groups here at the church. There's some here at the church, but maybe there's going to be more. So here's the take home. Never believe that your prayers are meaningless. It is probably the best use of your time.